They said you were coming. They said you were the best in the parsec. Mandalorian, look outside. They're waiting for Faking Star Wars Radio. That's right, this is a little Mandalorian trailer review brought to you by Storm Duper at Faking Star Wars Radio, the official podcast of FakingStarWars.net. And this is just a little tasty treat for all of our Patreon subscribers who also saw the Mandalorian, the second Mandalorian trailer this week. And I'm just going to go down the list here, a who, what, when, where, why, how of the Mandalorian trailer and what I thought of it. Well, first of all, who? I'm really excited about, first of all, Bill Burr, who's a fantastic and very offensive stand-up comedian. I'm interested to see how many different alien species he can inflame and enrage in the episodes that he's in. Also, Werner Herzog, who, if you are not familiar with, has done some fantastically grotesque and inspired documentaries. What a voice. And it's just so interesting to see how we're really living in a simulacrum where Disney has purchased Star Wars and cast the existential dirge of Werner Herzog in one of the most commercialized capitalistic properties ever. I mean, it's just absolutely unbelievable the way the universe exists in paradox. And so I am curious to see if everything explodes when this comes out and we get to hear Werner Herzog in a Star Wars show. What? Well, it seems to me like we're talking about a lot of different conflicts going on. It doesn't seem like there's a real unified group of people fighting against each other, but rather it's sort of the Wild West, a lot of outlaws. Lends itself to Star Wars. I don't think we're going to get into the rebellion as much as we are sort of the dirty, scuzzy underbelly of the world. After the Death Star explodes and the Emperor is presumably killed, although we may find out in this movie that he's not killed leading up to the Rise of Skywalker, you know, the bounty hunters and what they have to do, that to me is the what of this film. I don't know exactly the tension that we're going to see, but it might have to do with, credits or possibly portions available. The Mandalorian looks fairly skinny, so it could be that the tension is trying to secure some microwave popcorn. So I guess this is taking place, it doesn't say so in the trailer, but I've heard, through the grapevine, after return of the Jedi. A good time to put a movie. We haven't seen a lot in between Return of the Jedi and The Force Awakens. Probably it's wise if they don't try to bring Luke Skywalker or Han Solo into this film because they'll look a lot older. Where? So, yet again, another desert planet. Star Wars and desert planets they seem to work well together like a double-bladed lightsaber. Could be Tatooine. It certainly seems like that. We haven't seen Tatooine yet since our Return of the Jedi, a place that we all really wanted to travel. So that might be some fan service. Finally, we get to go see Obi-Wan's burned out old hovel, and we can look at some of his old Playboy magazines. Why is this show happening? I am not a very cynical person, so I'm pretty sure that the reason this film is happening, or this television show rather, is happening is because a bunch of creative people at Lucasfilm got together with an inspired idea to make a show that had nothing to do with the kind of big budget, fantastic mythological shows like Game of Thrones or anything like that that we've seen in recent memory, but to do something utterly unique and original that would captivate people's imaginations. And in deference to that intention, they've decided to engrave a bit of protection on the show by requiring people to pay for it. I mean, that's one way you can know that the fans that are watching it have integrity. And so putting it on their streaming service seems to be just a tremendously authentic move in terms of their belief in their art object that they've created. So I couldn't be happier about that. How? Well, Disney Plus is the way to get at this. You know, it's sort of like going to the Louvre. You know, this is the biggest budget television show in history. So I will be the first one in line to give Disney the money that they require to watch this show. And I won't do it with a tear in my eye. I won't do it thinking of how I'm being subjugated or manipulated for the sake of a dollar. Rather, I'll do it willingly. Because I am a shill. I have no integrity. And this is how I want to live my future, because it has the name Star Wars on it. And that is essentially what's going on in terms of my estimation of The Mandalorian in the trailer. So if you like the trailer, you can get at me at Storm Duper or at Faking Star Wars or FSW Radio on Twitter. Tell us what you think. This might be something we continue to do. If you like this little spot on Patreon, let us know. And we'll see if there's a little bit of room to do these in the future for The Mandalorian series. In any case, you can find us at fakingstarwars.net with quality satire, parody, and Star Wars comedy coming at you nearly every day. You can follow us on Twitter, and we'd love to hear from you. Just make sure that you don't drop all your money into the Disney coffers.